Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, sponsored by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Don Schweniker.
Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back, The Battle of Hoth. Deep in the cold reaches of space, the ice planet Hoth orbited a pale sun. The surface of the planet was frozen and was a wasteland. Nobody lived there. At least, nobody was supposed to live there. And that made Hoth the perfect place for the Rebel Alliance to hide from the evil Empire. From the helm of the Imperial Star Destroyer, Darth Vader stared grimly out into space. He was looking everywhere for the Rebel Alliance. Vader sent hundreds of probe droids into space seeking any sign of the Rebels. Soon the Rebels noticed a droid snooping around their base on Hoth. Princess Leia hurried to the command center with Han Solo and his friend Chewbacca. "Come on, Chewie," Han said to the Wookiee co-pilot. "Let's check it out." The droid self-destructed before Han could capture it, but first it sent a signal back to Darth Vader. The secret Rebel base wasn't a secret anymore. "It's a good bet the Empire knows we're here," Han told Leia. Darth Vader didn't waste any time. His fleet left for the Hoth system right away. They didn't want to give the Rebels a chance to escape. While Vader's Star Destroyers lay in wait in the sky above Hoth, four armored Imperial walkers began to make their way across the icy tundra towards the Rebel base. Princess Leia ordered the evacuation of the base. Most of the Rebels hurried onto transport ships and left immediately. But others remained on Hoth to stand and fight. They would protect the base until everyone else had escaped. Leia stayed with him. She didn't want to leave her troops alone. Han Solo stayed with Leia. He didn't want to leave her alone. Meanwhile, Luke Skywalker climbed into the snowspeeder and led the squadron of fighter pilots onto the plains of Hoth. They were going to try and fend off these monstrous Imperial walkers. Luke hoped to keep them far away from the base, and far away from his friends, Leia and Han. Luke's squadron tried flying directly at the walkers, but it didn't do any good. "The armor's too strong for blasters," Luke declared, so they used cables instead, tangling one of the walkers' legs together. And it worked! Luke then ran underneath another walker. He fired a grappling hook into the belly and pulled himself up underneath it. Then he used his Jedi lightsaber to cut it open. Luke threw a grenade into the walker and dropped back to the ground. Boom! The walker flashed green sparks and exploded. But even as Luke tried to keep the walkers away, the base was taking fire. The floor shook violently and Han and Leia could barely stand up. Then an alert came in. "Imperial troops have entered the base." Han grabbed Leia's hand. "Come on," he said. "That's it." It was time to go. Han, Leia, both ran to Han's ship, the Millennium Falcon. The golden droid C-3PO followed on their heels. Darth Vader personally led the Imperial troops into the now empty Rebel base. As the troops searched for any signs of life, Chewie and Han tried to get the Millennium Falcon started. The engine revved, choked. Steam billowed everywhere. "Would it help if I pushed?" Leia said sarcastically. "It might," snapped Han. Han and Chewie worked furiously to get the ship running. Leia scowled. They were going to be captured by the Empire unless they could get the Millennium Falcon's engine started. Just as Han and Chewie were making their final repairs, Darth Vader and a group of Imperial snowtroopers entered the hangar where the Millennium Falcon was docked. They opened fire on the ship. Han and Chewie fired back as the engines rumbled to life. "See?" Han said. Leia rolled her eyes. "Someday you're going to be wrong," Leia told Han as she leapt into the ship and it took off and rocketed out of the base. "And I just hope I'm not there to see it." Darth Vader watched angrily as the ship escaped into the sky. Luke Skywalker watched them go as well. He knew that the Millennium Falcon was the last ship to leave the base. Luke had done his job, and Han and Leia had both gotten away. The Rebel Alliance was safe once again. the end.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.